listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you by HopChart.com. I am Dave. With me, as always, is the ever-snacking Evan. Om nom nom.
That would be a good barbarian name.
I am Evan,
the ever-snacking.
It's a Viking name.
Yeah, well, Viking, barbarian, it's really six of this.
Well, we're in Minnesota, so it's a Viking thing. We don't believe in barbarians here.
And they don't believe in us.
That's kind of like somebody saying, I don't believe in guns. They exist. I've seen them. I've watched them be fired. They do exist. You can not believe in them. That's fine. But you're an idiot, sir. But anyway, going back to the show.
Way to start with the political.
Well, that's how I roll.
Yeah.
We are at Stella's Fish Cafe.
As promised last week.
As promised, within harpoon distance of Uptown
Cafeteria.
Yeah,
that was only barely funny last week, and now it's just not even.
Well, you know me. I like to beat the joke into the ground.
True. Much like your last date.
Wow. That was a curb stomp, by the way.
Oh.
But actually, we can see where we sat last week.
We can.
From where
this
we're sitting
this is probably
this week.
The highest show we've ever
it's
done.
It's the highest show that we've ever done. No marijuana was involved.
No.
I'm high as a kite.
And you see, here's why I'm particularly enjoying this show. If you listen to our State Fair episode,
yeah,
you may remember a particular incident.
Or any of the State Fair episode shows, the last two.
The last two.
Yeah.
But the most recent one, where I took my good friend here on, what is it called? The Skyride? Is that?
This year was the Skyride.
Skyride, yes. The reason why I did this is because, as a good friend, I enjoy torturing Dave. And Dave is a little afraid of heights.
And let's preface this with, planes don't bother me, but anything else that's high does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're on the I guess you could say the third tier.
The top level.
Of the
we're moving on up.
Of the Stella roof porch.
Roof deck.
I like roof porch.
Sky deck, I think is what it's called.
Tower. Tower of Babel.
Tower of Babel.
Is biblical. It's your people's Bible, too. It's the Old Testament, so you should know this stuff. Anyway, but I'm really enjoying how uncomfortable you are, because it's a little windy right now.
I have picked my cuticles and
yeah,
my
I've
nails.
Noticed that. I've noticed that.
Oh, my
that.
God.
It's a little windy, just enough to kind of get the sky deck rocking a little bit.
Or anytime, we're the only ones up on this third level.
Yes, that's true.
And anytime that the waitresses come by, it shakes just a tiny, tiny bit because it's...
You calling the waitress fat?
No, I'm not calling
no,
the waitress
I think
fat.
You are.
Well, I might be. It's the sky deck is not made of a wooden material. It's actually made of a composite that I've actually stepped on before that actually does vibrate quite a bit. It's weatherproof, but that's one of those drawbacks. Like, this would be great on a deck that's maybe... 5-6 feet off the ground, not, I don't know, 100?
Luckily, we don't get earthquakes here in Minnesota.
Oh, why would you say, why? What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
I hope that lemon that you squirted on your,
something like
on your
this,
appetizer burns you.
Something like this wouldn't fly in California.
I think it would.
You think so?
Yeah. But they would also, design for it.
I suppose.
They'd be prepared.
So. We're here at Stella's. We're here for their happy hour.
Yep.
Which you're extremely excited for.
Well, it might be one of the quintessential happy hours in the Twin Cities. You know, it's one of those ones where they've got so many things on the appetizer menu, we could have done an entire show of appetizers.
Yeah.
And still gotten a good cross-section of what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
They also Ooh. Have... That's a good one. Jesus.
Squid head.
You're already enjoying your happy hour appetizer.
I am.
What are you having?
I got the calamari.
Okay.
No, they say it's a spicy... Hold on. I got to a chewy bit. It's a spicy calamari. The calamari itself is kind of standard.
Mm-hmm.
Calamari is just a fried squid. And then it's a triple pepper lemon mayo on the side here. And you, like the scoffer that you are...
I don't scoff.
You were scoffing.
I never scoffed.
You scoffed well.
I do not.
You were making fun of me that I would not be able to handle.
Well, you're a spice wuss, as evidenced by pretty much any ethnic show you've ever done.
I have gotten better.
You have.
Yeah, so blow me.
You play your cards right.
Yeah. This is actually a good spice. It's, There's some definite heat to it. There's definite kind of... It sticks with you? Yeah, go ahead. How about you take a piece of the calamari instead of dipping your finger in it? You're like a savage.
Neanderthal, I prefer.
Yeah. It's got just enough heat, but it's not overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's, because, an appetizer... The whole point of an appetizer is not to be overwhelming. And right. That applies to the food itself, but also the accoutrement.
You're stealing my words.
I did. So you don't want to completely blow out your palate with super, super spicy appetizers. So I think
Or your O-ring.
No, that's later. So I think this is a fine appetizer. If I must be completely honest, the calamari is a little limp for my taste, but it's not bad.
You're used to limp things.
Not since we broke up.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Anyway, they've got great two-for-one specials.
They do.
During their happy hour. Two-for-one tap beer, rail drinks, and house wine. Their house wine is... It's the only place I've ever seen where their house wine... Their house wine is the only place that I've ever seen classified where they have... your standard red and white, but then they have their varying levels of classness. They have bottom of the barrel, which is like under $5, and then
so
they have
Franzia.
Yeah, and then they have like $6 one, then they have like a $7 one. So you actually have a level of your white and your reds. God, I'm freaking out a little bit right now.
The wind has kicked up a little bit. This is a little bit. This is now the well-fed guide to Fear Factor. And we'll be eating strange things throughout the show.
We will. I will.
See, I'm not a big seafood guy.
No, you're not.
And there are several reasons for that. And a lot of it has to do...
With your hatred of people from seaworthy countries.
No, not true. I love Japan. No, my problem with seafood in a lot of ways stems from my hatred of bones.
You have to work around things.
Yeah. And seafood is full of that stuff.
As evidenced by my appetizer that has just arrived.
Yes.
I am enjoying a half pound of peel and eat shrimp, which at $6, at $5.25 is a pretty good steal.
Mm-hmm.
These are good.
Are they good?
I love cold peel and eat shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Mm. See, for me, shrimp, a lot of seafood is like this, actually. I like it in things. Like, I like shrimp, not a shrimp cocktail, that's dumb, but, like, I've had, shrimp in soup.
Or pasta,
something like that. Like, I like it in things, but on its own, I can't do it.
If I peeled it for you? Did all the work for you?
I don't think our relationship's gotten to that point yet.
Well, I'm doing all the work for you.
I know, but it
I'll peel it for you.
Here's what it is. Shut up. The aversion to the work involved has made it so that I just don't crave it.
Okay.
I didn't grow up eating that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't think I even saw a live shrimp until I was in junior high.
I don't think I've ever seen a live shrimp.
Well, I mean, I mean, like,
eat afterwards.
As opposed to on TV is what I mean there. So, like, my main experience with with seafood is Vandy Camps. You know, so.
Well, there's another Coke for you.
Excellent, thank you.
Shovel here when we need it as well.
Awesome, oh, nice. Thank you.
Looks like you're still okay on the beer?
Yes, I am, thank you.
I'll get rid of this.
So I'm very unschooled at that. Now you and Heather, like Heather is a big seafood person in very strict strata within seafood. Like she loves sushi.
Okay.
She likes salmon.
Okay.
And we've done tuna steaks and things like that before. But anything really kind of out there, she doesn't do. She doesn't like crab. Doesn't like.
How do you not like crab?
I don't know. Doesn't like lobster.
How do you not like lobster?
I don't know.
Lobster is like the. Is.
I think for her, it kind of looks. It's because they kind of look like bugs.
Well, yeah, that's why you eat them and devour them before they take over the world. Much like we need to eat zombies when the zombie apocalypse
starts.
That's
a terrible idea. Have you not watched any zombie movie ever?
Not enough, apparently.
Apparently not. God. But no, so I've gotten better. Like, you know, like I said, we've been doing the tuna steaks, which I've become a fan of. And what's funny is like, growing up in Minnesota, we've all got relatives who live out on the lake.
Up north.
Well, yeah, or up north. You know,
North,
yeah. Mm. So, I mean, fishing was a big part of our growing up. So we had fish available, but I never liked it. It had to be prepared for me.
I'm kind of the same
I didn't like
way.
All the work, is really what it is. It really, what it comes down to is I'm lazy, which should be a shock to no one who listens to this show.
I'm kind of the same way, in that I don't want to catch the fish, but I'll eat it. I don't want to fillet it either. I'd rather have it. I'll cook it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cut it open and pull out all the entrails and
prepare
stuff.
Prepare it.
Right. But I'll season it. I'll throw it on the grill for you. A little cedar plank going. But I hate.
I never understood the cedar plank thing.
You've obviously never had it before.
Well, what does it do?
It gives the fish a good, like, woody, maple-y, cedarly flavor. It gives a really good smell, actually.
Huh, all right.
I enjoy it.
Well, good.
But I'm kind of the same way. In that, you know, if I buy shrimp from, let's say, Cub or Byerly's or Lund's or Kowalski's or wherever I'm shopping that day,
mm-hmm.
I'm typically going to go towards the shrimp that have been cleaned and deveined. So all I have to do is throw them in the pot with whatever seasoning I want,
mm-hmm.
or throw them in the sauté pan so
mm-hmm.
I can get going real quick. I don't want to stand over a sink and do anything like that. You know, it might be my aversion to poop.
Well, seafood is the only food that you really can get away with offering it in a partial form. And here's what I mean by that. We accept oysters, raw oysters, in the store.
Right.
We accept shrimp with, you know, still with the veins and the tails. We accept lobster.
Right.
You know, still with shells on it. If someone offered us a side of pig with the skin still on it, we would punch them in the throat.
I might eat the skin.
You might do worse.
You see? Yeah, we got random, you know, the waiters. So, but for some reason, seafood gets a pass. It's like, you can half-ass the preparation beforehand,
mm-hmm.
and you're okay with it. And that's really what my problem is I want to be lazy. I don't want the preparer to be lazy.
Right.
Don't give me a half-prepared food. Eventually, I just want to, you know, boil down into some sort of slurry.
And somebody to feed. To
yes,
actually
to
bring
spoon it into my mouth.
Exactly. Do the airplane.
Yes. Well, you got to do the airplane.
Yeah.
I just think it's hypocritical, that's all.
I'd probably eat the pigskin.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Fried pigskin.
But you wouldn't buy it. You wouldn't buy it like that.
No.
Like, you don't buy a whole hog.
No. Well, I might. If I had the room for it.
What would you do with a whole hog?
Well, I'm not going to slaughter. I wouldn't slaughter it, but I could. If you got me halfway there, I'd do it.
But that's my point. You're essentially slaughtering that shrimp right now.
It's already dead.
Well, yeah. Slaughtering does not mean killing it. It means preparing it to be eaten.
Peeling out off its skin and or exoskeleton.
You're essentially slaughtering the shrimp, much like a butcher does.
Okay.
Seafood producers of the world have outsourced the slaughtering, and I'm against outsourcing. Damn it. I put my cup down in disgust.
Yeah, you sure showed them.
I did. I did indeed. So how's your shrimp?
It's fantastic. Would you like my last one?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I hate to deprive you. You're a growing boy.
I am. I need my nourishment.
Yes. So you were making this big deal about how you prepared for the show.
I prepared for the show. Well, seafood is my thing.
Well, certainly not mine, as I've already gone into great detail.
Well, you're a pork guy. Well, I mean, if we're going to go down...
If I had to pick one animal, yes, I'd probably...
Right. No, I couldn't pick one crustacean or fish that I would like to have for the rest of my life. If not, it'd be a hotly contested battle between about 8 or 9 of them. But... A delicious
battle royale, as it were.
I missed out on the sea change episode.
Yes, you did. Yeah. And I'm in my wallet. Thanks you for missing out on that episode.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? Just put that in your mind.
That would have been like about a $400 episode.
Right. I would have eaten my weight.
I had the wrong socks on for like an episode.
Although that reminds me, while you're chewing here, the sea change episode we did, we had a special guest, Gastronon Grata, the two guys from that. They've got a new show coming up here very soon. I think it's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be even tonight, now that I think about it. So we may be promoting something that's already happened by the time this comes out.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, that's true.
Probably wouldn't be the last.
But yeah, we'll give them a quick plug. We'll put links to it in the show notes if it hasn't happened yet. Otherwise, just stay tuned. We'll give information on that. They're doing another patio series, which is at Sea Change. So that should be a good time.
It's a well-known fact that those guys are eating way better than we are.
Oh, God, yes.
Way better.
Yeah, and they get it paid for.
Those fuckers.
I know. We screwed something up along the way. I don't know what.
I think it was your leadership.
Probably.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say. It was probably you.
Yeah, probably
you
was.
You probably screwed the pooch.
Probably.
Anyway, going back to... That again, pig and the pork arts are your thing.
Not to be confused with the porking arts, which is a completely different show.
That's mine.
Not what I heard, but anyway, continue.
Mine is the seafood persuasion.
The pork of the sea.
The pork of the sea. And this Stella's is for the budget conscious. A great way to get a smattering of good seafood without taking out another mortgage on your house. There are wonderful places in town to get seafood. Sea Change, Ocean Air, which we haven't done a show from. I don't know if we'll ever be able to afford
it. Well, I'd heard that they might be closing. So
really? Because it's a chain.
I know, but I'm saying our location.
Really?
Maybe I'm confusing with some other place, but I seem to remember like they were in danger or something like that.
That'd be terrible. But
maybe that's what we'll do with that $1,000. Just go to Ocean Air.
Don't tell me. don't tease me. Why would you tease me like that?
Because I'm a terrible person.
That actually gave me like a half a heart on
it. I'm sure it did. The thought of fish makes you hard. That just makes... That's
very lonely.
Your divorce lawyer... Is all of a sudden, things are clicking in his head.
Exactly. It's like, why didn't we go down that route?
Exactly.
That being said, this is a great place to get a good cross-section of what you can get at Ocean Air. You can get at Sea Change, but for about half the price.
Or Sea Salt.
Or Sea Salt.
Would be another good place.
That would be another step kind of below what we're having right now.
Oh, okay.
As far as price-wise.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Whereas, you know, at Sea Change, you know, their big thing is, like, the po' boys. You can still get the oysters on the half shell.
Sea salt.
Sea salt. I'm
you
sorry.
You said Sea Change.
I'm sorry. Sea salt.
It's too many sea-related.
She sells seashells by the sea salt eatery.
That was actually somewhat clever.
Can you imagine me actually getting that out a second time?
We've already had a beer in you, too.
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of those levels where, you know, ocean air is the very top, you know, break the bank, $1,000 type meal.
That's your anniversaries. That's right. That's a special event.
That's
You're entertaining diplomats.
Exactly. That's
all the times that you do that.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
You never know.
And then sea change is kind of the next step down. And then you get the Stella's, which is where we're at. But it gives a great cross section of what you can get for seafood around here. So I did a little bit of research.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, boy. Right here. All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
I would send that back.
Why would you?
Clearly someone has blown their nose in your dinner.
I didn't mean to snort there. Oh my!
You've got.
You want to smell?
You've got fish pudding in a broken, in a rock, in a half of a rock.
Would you like one?
No, I am fine.
I'll dress it up for you.
I don't care.
Real sexy.
I don't want one. I got my food coming. I hate to deprive you.
Oh my God!
Of your snot rockets.
That being said, my food has arrived.
It has.
There you get in there. Get a picture of this. I got 15 glorious, fresh, on the half shell oysters, served with a couple of wedges of lemon and and some cocktail sauce. I'm gonna need to ask her for some Tabasco sauce before I really get started on this sumbitch. Served in an oil pan, which I love, and then filled with the crushed. It's gotta be crushed.
Why?
Because it's just the way it's done.
Okay.
The crushed ice. Oh, it's good. It smells so good right now.
I can't smell it, actually.
You can put one up to your nose.
Here. I know what oysters smell.
Let me put one up to your nose. Down the hatch.
I don't know. I'm not going to know.
I'll dress one up for you.
I know. I don't want one.
You're as scared of an oyster I am of the heights.
No. It's not that I'm scared. I don't want one.
You're scared. You're a child.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think of that action?
Well, you know, I'm surprised you can even eat those given the structural integrity problems of this upper level place. I mean,
doesn't bother me.
I'm sure you do.
It doesn't bother me right now because I'm in a happy place because mm-hmm. I've got the oysters.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
It is. You're a horrible person. Anyway, oysters are typically served with Tabasco sauce, sometimes a little cocktail sauce. Got to have the lemon on.
Now, for people at home, what is in a cocktail sauce?
A cocktail sauce. For if you want to make a quick one at home, it's ketchup and horseradish. That's about it. Salt,
is that kind of like secret sauce is really Thousand Island dressing and onions?
Yeah.
And no, it was Thousand Island mayonnaise. That's what it was.
Yeah. But it's also served, and I'm kind of upset that it didn't come with this, but I also know that I've been here before, and I know that they don't serve it here as a mayonnaise sauce.
Okay.
Which is a red wine vinegar-based sauce that has onions, shallot, garlic, what else is it? Black pepper and ginger. You know, just kind of a...
Yeah, it actually sounds kind of good.
You know, it would be one of those things you could easily do like a shot of and not have a problem with it at all. But yes, I'm excited. I'm eating healthy tonight, too.
You are, sort of.
Well, it's got zinc and B12 and iron in it. Big day.
You're working for the Oyster Council now?
That'd be your job.
I must say, now, your shrimp, you got the little can or the little pail for your shells.
Yep.
It looks like a bucket of used condoms.
Speaking of this is the inside of a used condom right here.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh man.
Are they good?
Very good. Would you like to try one?
Get a little baby fork. Look at that. It's very cute.
Well, that's because you're bogarting the forks on the other side.
Well, do you want the forks? I'm using it to hold down my menu. Here. I see that fork and I expect to see a little dinosaur on the handle.
Our gentleman, looks like we've got oysters already.
Yes.
That roll won't be long.
Okay.
Do you have everything that you need for the oysters?
Can I get some Tabasco?
Oh, certainly, yeah, of course you can. I feel like things are timed incorrectly. The peony shrimp and the oysters come from a separate kitchen, the cold kitchen, and so things kind of go at a different pace.
No worries.
I'll take these. I'll grab Tabasco too, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Well, that's interesting.
What?
That they come from different kitchens.
Well, everything that I had was from the raw bar.
Uh-huh.
And so basically, the only preparation, they probably already boiled and cooled my shrimp earlier today.
Okay.
But the oysters are shucked fresh.
Okay, that is another thing about seafood that from the outside seems odd.
Okay.
It seems that there is much more ritual preparation.
Absolutely. Same thing with sushi.
But that fits into what I was saying. With seafood, there's a lot more steps.
There's a lot more going on.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta cook it at this, and you gotta do this. You gotta use the crushed ice. You gotta do this at this temperature, and this when the moon is in Aquarius. And
the seventh house.
Yeah, it's
the seventh house.
Seventh, sorry. See, this is why I'm no good at seafood. I don't know all the astrological signs.
Right. It's the dawning of Age of Aquarius.
Shut up.
It's the Age of Aquarius.
Are you done? You don't know any other lyrics to that song, do you?
I know Jupiter has to align with Mars. And peace will guide the planets. Love.
Stop it.
Song.
Just stop it. God, you're dumb. But I think that's my other problem with seafood is that I'm not into steps. I'm very lazy. That's really the theme here.
Yeah, it is really the underlying theme here is that you're incredibly lazy and
I am.
And you really have nothing going right for you most times. And
yeah, it's true.
You're a terrible person, a really bad friend.
Yeah.
Smell funny.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like we've made a breakthrough on this show today.
I think we're ready to meet with our counselor.
So is that all of your notes, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, it wasn't all oyster related.
Oh, okay.
You know, today, October 4th, is National Vodka Day.
That's true.
Which we kind of debated at last minute. You know, are we going to keep going? Are we going to go here? Or are we going to go someplace where we can get some good vodkas?
Vodka.
If you're of the Russian Ukrainian descent, or vodka. If you're a rapper.
What rapper?
I've heard.
Are you sure he wasn't just choking? Because it kind of sounds like he's choking.
Might have been. Anyway, so it's National Vodka Day.
Vodka.
So that's exciting. We're celebrating.
How does one celebrate National Vodka Day?
We'll probably go across the street to drink and get a little drunk.
Maybe turn communist.
Maybe if that works too.
Yeah.
That works too. The other thing I wanted to discuss with you is, are you watching the Food Network Star? The next Food Network Star?
Or no. You mean Iron Chef? Next
Iron Chef. I am a boss.
I'm like, that show is over. I am not.
Okay.
And part of it is because I haven't had a whole lot of time lately to watch any new TV.
Right.
Because when is that on?
Sunday nights.
Oh, it's on Sunday nights? See, again, it's masterpiece. Sunday night is masterpiece. Now, granted, we're watching other stuff now.
Yeah.
Because because
she's letting you branch out.
No, it's nothing. It's because. So, if I can digress a little bit here, Masterpiece Mystery, which is what we normally watch, or at least that's what's going right now. We'll watch the other masterpieces as well.
Put on your magic snuggies.
Because you know what? You know what? I don't care. I enjoy it. I especially like the Masterpiece classics, you know, the Jane Eyres, things like that, because women back then, hot. Especially when you get like the 19-year-old English actresses and the bodices, it's awesome. Anyway, so now it's mystery, and they've got a couple series that are really good. They just finished up the Inspector Lewis series. I enjoy that series. But now they're on to a new one that is, I think it's called Wallander, and it's starring Kenneth Branagh.
Okay.
And it's like super dark and depressing. and I don't want that.
Okay.
So we're watching other things until that's, and then in like late October, I think it is, when that series is over, because they'll do like a month of a show.
Okay.
When that's done, the new Sherlock Holmes series starts.
A big time
for
you.
Which is, it's the modern Holmes. It's Martin.
Lawrence?
No, not Martin Lawrence, moron. What the hell is his name? He was in The Office, the British Office. He was also in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He played the gym character.
God damn it.
Anyway, you know who I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I know.
I can't think of the name.
Yeah, this will bother me.
He's Watson.
I'll call you on the way home. Like,
yeah, he's
that guy.
he's Watson in the new Sherlock series.
Okay.
And I've heard very good things about it, so I'm looking forward to that, but we got to get through these couple weeks. So last night we actually watched Sweeney Todd on TV.
Johnny Depp?
With Johnny Depp, yeah. I've said it before. I said it when it was in theaters. I said it last night. If I could pull that hair off, I totally would. Yeah, alas.
That's a battle that has been fought.
Yeah, alas, I was cursed with my father's genes.
And the only thing that, you know, the only thing that your hair resembles is the Battle of Little Bighorn. Just a losing battle. And it was a massacre.
God, you really worked hard on that for no purpose.
It really was not good.
Yeah, it would have been funnier if you went like, the only thing your head resembles is a kiwi. You know. Granted, I need a shave, so it's a little longer now.
Yeah.
But
kind of looks like kiwi.
Kind of very kiwi-ish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, before we diverged into this PBS talk,
yes.
No, I'm not watching the Next Iron Chef, and I have a problem with it because, so the next Iron Chef,
don't
the original
ruin this for
one,
because I've got a point to make.
No, it, I know. Okay. The original one was to replace Mario Batali.
Right.
And then the next one was to replace... It was to replace someone.
I think the first one was actually to replace Wolfgang Puck.
Well, he was only in it for like the first season. They did it like 10 years later.
Anyway.
Well, okay. It was specifically to replace someone. Now it's become this yearly thing.
Yeah, which I think is going to kind of ruin it.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think it's being fixed this year.
You think it's been fixed? Like they've already determined who's going to win?
Yep.
Really?
I do. I think the fix is in. Most of the chefs I had never heard before I had heard of in passing.
Okay.
Same thing goes with the chefs who were on previous seasons.
Uh-huh.
That had won. You know, I'd heard of them, but
You'd never heard of the guy who won last year. The Garza.
No, but I had heard of him, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you're full of shit, but continue.
Well, I know I do more food reading than you do.
All right, whatever.
But I knew, but like of season one, I knew of John Besh.
Yeah.
Amanda Freitag.
Yeah.
Aaron Sanchez, Chris Cosentino. You know?
See, I didn't know any of those people until they were on that show.
Right. No,
I knew Cosentino because he's got the sausage place.
Sausage place. And you gotta love a guy who cooks with entrails.
You don't have to love them.
He's awfully good.
Yeah, but
you didn't get my play on words there.
No, I got it. Yeah. I chose to move past it.
It's very big of you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so you think this is fixed?
The fix is in.
Why?
Because you have, I believe there's 12 competitors.
Yeah.
And I've heard of one.
Uh huh.
And the one is so much more prominent and prevalent.
Yep, that's me.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thank you.
The one is so much more known than the others. It's almost unfair. And he's already won one of the contests this season. And I believe that the fix is in. I don't have a problem with this person, but it's very obvious that this is just meant to build him up to be an Iron Chef.
I think you're nuts.
No.
No, granted, I've not watched any of these series, but
you look at last year.
No, I've paid no attention to this series.
Well, have you heard of Ming Tsai?
No.
You've never heard of Ming Tsai?
Isn't he the Three Kingdoms era emperor? Like 823 or something like that?
The Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you by the HopChart.com.
I've never heard of this person. Wait, no, is he the one with the frozen food stuff? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
But he's well known. He's got, you know,
So?
I'm just saying.
If that was the case, then John Besh would have won last year.
2 years ago.
Okay. The guy who won last year, the Garces.
Yeah.
Nobody had heard of him. Nobody had heard of him. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with you.
No, no, I think you're insane.
I'm not insane.
And
fixes it.
And Garces was hardly a front runner at all in the series. He basically kept his head down until the very end.
Yeah.
So I think you're nuts.
I'm not nuts. You wait and see. It is tailor made to help him win. They're already in the second episode. He came in like second in the first episode, and he's already won the second half.
Is it possible he's just good? Is it possible that he's just better?
That's he's already had a show on Food Network.
So had Well, Christ, I mean, Artie from Next Food Network Star, she'd had a show.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. Not on Food Network, but she'd had a show.
I'm talking about, you've got somebody that's already homegrown Food Network.
Yeah. You don't think they're going to get the best they're possibly going to get from Iron Chef?
I'm just surprised that they went that route. The guy that is already well-established doesn't need any more name recognition.
Again, this is Iron Chef.
But maybe
Mario Batali was not an unknown when they got him.
Go through the ringer of the whole
I think you're nuts. I think you're nuts.
I couldn't be more right about this.
Mm-hmm. All right. So my food finally arrived.
Yeah. Good luck to you with that.
Yeah,
that's quite the mess.
Yeah, I got a lobster roll.
With a debris field.
It is. It is, if you don't know what a lobster roll is, it's basically a lobster salad, much like a tuna salad.
Right.
This is I don't know if it's mayonnaise based or not, but it's mayonnaise. Obviously, pieces of lobster, red onion, looks like celery.
Dash of lemon.
A little bit of lemon in there. See if I'm forgetting anything here as I look it up here. Got the mayo, celery, yep. On a roll. Now, it's not done sandwich style, it's basically done like they
a roll,
like bread boat style. We just carved a trough out of it.
It's served traditionally.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just, you've never had it before. But mine also came. I got the choice of the French fries or the garlic chive mashed potatoes. I will always go for mashed potatoes every time.
Right.
When given the option. So that's what I went with.
What's in the center?
I'm thinking that's the chive butter.
Think so?
Yeah.
Looks a little bit like wasabi.
It's not wasabi.
I figured as much. I'm just saying, are you willing to take that bet?
Yeah, it's just chive butter.
Okay. That would have ended poorly for you.
Probably would have. But mashed potatoes very good. Got the skin in. Perfect. Perfect stuff. Trying the lobster roll now. Right. Do you have anything else to say about the...
Do you want me to make the airplane sound as it's coming in for a landing?
Shut the fuck up. I hate you so much.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
That you keep coming back for more.
Keep talking.
All right.
You got your roll. How is it?
I haven't had tried it.
You're getting it.
I'm getting there. I'm obsessed with the mashed potatoes right now. So.
That's all right. They have that garlic chive butter.
He was convinced it was wasabi. I'm like, you're insane.
I wasn't convinced. It was
you
more
lie.
It looked like a pocket of wasabi in there.
A lot of people say that, and if you put that much wasabi on a potato,
die.
I mean, literally, your head might explode.
Yeah.
So, garlic chive, and it is very potent. But
it is.
Mix it in. It's delicious.
Awesome.
I'll let you get to work.
Thank you.
All right. I hate you.
No, you
God,
don't.
I hate you.
No, you don't. No, you really don't. Anyway, so I was perusing at work as I do in my downtime. Came across a couple stories that, were just kind of interesting to me, more or less.
Uh-huh.
USA Today released the 51 best burger joints in the U.S. by state. And I think
so there's one per state?
One per state.
Okay.
But I don't know why they have 51, so go figure.
Puerto Rico?
Oh, yeah.
Washington, D.C., maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't read it, so.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't sit there and count.
I'm just guessing.
Well, I basically just scrolled down to the part that mattered.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Right. So, while they mentioned the superior Matt's Bar... I like how I did that while you were trying to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And they did mention the lackluster and poorly constructed 5-8 Club. The one that didn't take the cake was Casper and Runyon's Nook.
Really?
Right. Now, however, They only took the recommendation of one person. And it's a person that I am becoming increasingly at food odds with.
Okay.
It's not Andrew Zimmern. It's not Stephanie Marsh. It is Heavy Table's own James Norton. Who provided the quote.
See, he really likes the Norton.
And I don't get it. At all. It was good. It was not great. I as much as this pains me to admit it, your 5'8 club is better than the Nook.
Okay. First off, it's not my 5'8 club.
It is your 5'8 club.
It's not my favorite.
You stuck your claim in it. You stuck your...
God, you are simple.
Not simple.
You are simple. My preference of the 5'8 is merely within the dyad of Matt's versus 5'8.
Okay.
It is not so much I prefer 5'8, I just don't like Matt's. It is anything other than, if I had to pick on the grand scale of Juicy Lucy's in the tri-state area, I will always go with Blue Door. I will put the Blue Door above any of those other places.
See, I would put the Blue Door, I would go Matt's Blue Door 5'8.
Because you're insane, but you know, that's fine. Different strokes, baby. That's right. That's interesting that they went with the Nook.
I think that's very interesting that they went with the Nook. But I also think that he's being paid by them.
Now,
I said it.
That is a...
I said it.
Two things.
The fix
one
is in.
Yeah, I was going to say two things. One, we like Heavy Table.
We do like
Heavy Table.
They're
friends of ours.
That's fine.
And they more than probably any other site, have been tireless boosters of ours.
I understand that. My.
Secondly, you're also a paranoid delusional, and you think everything is a fix. You sound like Mike from yet another gaming show. He is convinced...
That's why we get along so well.
He is convinced that New Orleans won the Super Bowl because the NFL wanted a hero story.
I agree.
God, you're all nuts.
I agree. Right on,
you
Sparta.
You are all nuts.
Right on, Sparta.
You are all nuts. What's wrong with you?
No. He's right. He couldn't be righter.
Uh-huh.
That's a brilliant take.
So, of all of them... So, but they were just looking at Juicy Lucy's then at that point.
Right.
If they're acknowledging.
Right.
Well, granted, if you're looking at the Minnesota burger history, it's hard not to, you know,
it starts
pick
and ends with that. You know, it's kind of...
You want to take a sip here while you
in a minute.
Collect your throat?
Maybe. Yeah, I do barely.
Wow. You've gone all James Mason on me. Well, I'm going to take the opportunity. This lobster roll is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It looks really good.
It's a great summer sandwich. It's nice and fresh. And
it's overflowing.
The vegetables are very crisp.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it's awesome. I love... mayonnaise-based salads, tuna salads, chicken salads,
egg salad.
Oh, I love
chicken
egg salad.
Salad.
I said chicken salad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I love, and Heather hates them. Like she'll do tuna salad.
I love.
But tuna she is very very light mayo.
Yeah.
In fact,
ham
she
salad?
Does
ham salad.
Never had ham salad.
It'll
but,
change your life. It
but,
really will.
But you know what?
Be like, where have you been? Where have you been,
no,
my
but
friend?
You know what though? I've seen it in like.
And don't
in
see,
delis?
Don't, yeah, don't get it. You got to make it yourself.
Oh, God, it just looks wrong. Speaking of what looks wrong, this gives me an idea. Quick plug for the Facebook page.
Yeah.
So do facebook.com/wellfedguide. We actually got the URL now.
Yeah.
So I don't have to say just search for it. You can actually go facebook.com/wellfedguide. Put an article up today about something called mechanically separated chicken.
Sounds delicious.
Which is what they make... really terrible chicken nuggets out of. It looks like pink foam. Which then they apparently bathe in ammonia to kill all the bacteria and then reflavor it and re-dye it.
Separate is that's not going to stop me from eating.
No, it's not. And that was what was awesome.
That doesn't even deter me a bit.
That was what was awesome about this article. It was basically like, even seeing this now, I'm still going to have a McNugget.
Oh yeah, I kind of want to go get a McNugget.
No, granted, McDonald's they do white meat, so they don't use the mechanically separated chicken.
Right.
This is like the shit that goes into like prisoner McNuggets.
Or Tyson.
Wow.
Oh come on. Look at, have you ever bitten into a Tyson chicken nugget?
I think I have them regularly.
It's look at the cross section. That's all I'm saying.
It's very uniform.
It's too uniform. Like the holes between the air pockets.
There's no straight.
Exactly. The air pockets are equal distance apart.
That's funny. Yeah, so anything else with that USA? It was a USA Today?
USA Today poll. I just thought that was an interesting nugget.
It is interesting.
That we completely disagree with.
I don't completely disagree with it. I like the Nook.
I don't dislike it. I just don't think it's as good as the other one.
But you like Matt, so clearly you're...
But I like Blue Door and I like 5.8 more than I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a distant fourth for me. It's a greasy, gloppy mess.
Much like yourself.
This is true.
I'm extremely full and I still...
I
know.
Man up. Do work, son.
I'm working on it. Oh, boy.
Well, I polished off my 15 oysters with reckless vigor and authority.
We're very proud of you.
I feel like $1 million. I'm actually going to go get on a treadmill after this and run it out.
Okay. That reminds me of a pet peeve I have.
Okay. Regarding me?
Not with you.
Okay.
I have many pet peeves with you, but we don't have time for that. You seen these commercials? For, I want to say it's Bud. It's their like super diet beer, like the
yes,
calories.
Yes, the Michelob Ultra versus MGD 64.
That's it. Okay.
Can't watch football without seeing that.
That's true. So I have a major problem with commercials.
Okay.
And I'm definitely a guy that overanalyzes commercials.
For being so poor at marketing, I find that amazing.
Well, I think that's why I'm so poor at marketing, because I see the inherent bullshit behind them.
Right.
I also have this thing where the actor, he's the same person in all of the commercials.
Okay.
So that guy that just dropped off his daughter in the Kit Kat commercial is also the guy in the ED commercial. It's the same guy.
That's not good. Now I want a Kit Kat.
I know. So, but those MGD 64 commercials, the basic theme, if you've never seen these, is that a bunch of guys out in a bar or club area.
Yep.
Two of them are drinking the MGD 64. The other guy is drinking something else. And he's working out to work off all those thousands of calories that this beer is. And they offer the MGD 64 to this person. And he's like, no, I'm still working off this one.
Yeah.
Now, presumably, their message is, why go through all this hassle when you can just have a beer with fewer calories?
Right.
To me, it's the exact opposite message. Because what these guys are saying is that I would rather put myself through physical hell than drink your shitty beer. I would rather be on the treadmill right now.
That's why they don't market to you.
But that's what I'm thinking. Because if I'm doing something that is bad, and you offer me an alternative, and I choose the bad thing over your alternative, what does that say about your alternative? If I'm on the treadmill, let's just picture me on a treadmill.
But what you just said does not work well into a commercial.
I know, which is why they should stop advertising.
You're right, because you're an idiot.
No.
Is that what you're getting at?
No.
That's basically what you just proved.
No. If anything, I'm too smart for the commercials. That's right. I said it.
I'm surprised people can't hear me shaking my head at you. The disgust and just shame.
No, it's literally gotten to the point now where I get a preemptive dirty look whenever one of those commercials comes on because I rant about them every time they come on.
Once you rant about it once, you've ranted about them all. I can only imagine the hell that Heather goes through.
There's a woman who, first time I saw her, she was on a KY commercial.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Okay.
Yes.
So now every commercial I see her in has this weird sexual overtone?
She was in like a commercial with like a kid's drink.
Uh-huh.
After that, like a Kool-Aid
drink. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, I know
exactly, what you're talking about.
Yes.
So
that's
every,
messed up.
She's now the KY girl.
That talks about Kool-Aid.
Or but no, it just, it adds a weird kind of...
Absolutely. It might have been like Sunny Delight or something.
Might have been, yeah.
Completely know what you're talking about. I give my husband the KY, and then I serve the Sunny Delight to my kids.
Exactly. You don't want to mix those two up.
Oh, that would be... Because
Sunny Delight burns on the Johnson. I speak from experience. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to have my lobster roll.
Sex her with your girlfriend. You're doing it wrong. No, you're a catch.
That's right.
You are a catch. So, I also had a interesting seafood experience this weekend. I follow the various food blogs around town, and I was introduced to a occurrence that I was not familiar with, and that is the traveling seafood trucks.
Yes.
And we've dealt with food trucks before in the context of Magic Bus Cafe, Foxy Falafel, Chef Shack. You know, things like that we've dealt with.
Uh-huh.
And had and experienced and loved. Had not experienced a seafood truck. What this is that you have these seafood companies down in Texas, Louisiana, Florida, that basically take an ice truck and just pack it full of seafood and then drive around to various places around northern metro areas and sell seafood out the back of the truck. You know, it was in Minnetonka on Thursday. The one I went to, it's called Fabian Seafood. It was in Minnetonka on Thursday at like a pump and munch. On Friday, it was in like Wayzata. And then on Saturday, it was at a farmer's market in Apple Valley, which is where I found it. And I had no idea the popularity of said seafood truck, as it, the line was 12 deep when I got there.
Not bad.
Which, it was not, it was a brisk Saturday morning. It wasn't cold, but it was brisk. And people are out there religiously. They've all got their 15% off coupon that they've been mailed. They get on their mailing list, so they know exactly where they are and when to show up, their hours and everything. So, if you guys, you know, if you're looking for an interesting way to get fresh seafood, look up some seafood trucks that, you know, look up some of those places down in like Galveston and Corpus Christi and South Padre Island, Texas, that are driving up here, because the quality of seafood that I had was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I mean, the I just had some peel and eat shrimp tonight. They were good. This was like at a different level.
Yeah.
I mean, just sweet, huge, just absolutely fantastic. Can't say enough good things about Fabian Seafood. We'll put a link to the show notes. We'll put
in
a link
in the show notes.
I'll have another beer.
Yeah, I think you should.
We'll put a link in the show notes to these guys because they're fantastic, and they come up every couple months, and I know they're coming up this winter, and it's really cold out, and they'll be selling seafood out the back of the truck. Again, but you won't partake because you don't like seafood. You don't want to work that hard.
You know what I will partake in eventually?
What's
once
that?
I find it. Or I know where it is, but I got to find it when it's open. So I'm in Northeast now.
Yep.
Been there for a few months.
Yep.
And there's a shopping center near me called The Quarry.
Yep.
And it's got, you know, your standard, it's got a
Home Depot.
Grocery store, Home Depot, Target, all that stuff.
Maybe.
So we're there at least once a week, I would say, getting various things.
Right.
And on the route there, there's a park.
Right.
I forget what the name of the park is off the top of my head.
I know what you're talking
about.
But,
yeah, it's Johnson and Lowry, that area.
We'll call it the Johnson Lowry Park.
Yeah. There's a truck there. It seems to be abandoned just because I've never seen anyone actually in there. There's a truck. Big food truck. It's advertising very intriguing.
Oh, I know what
meal.
You're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
I, I, I was not aware that you could get a donut burger in the Twin Cities area. Apparently this place does sell them.
Yeah, it does exist. It's the Great White Buffalo.
Are we still doing okay?
I am done.
You are done. You had it.
You're done with it?
I know. No.
Mashed potato.
I know.
Well, I'm eating your thing.
You go ahead and eat my thing.
All right.
Do it. Get on it. Take this. How do we feel about another beer?
I'm good.
Sure.
I'm good. I got to drive.
What about dessert? Red velvet cake? Cheesecake?
Oh, Lord.
I never give up. Never say die.
You don't get a percentage of what you sell.
I feel like in a way, I usually do, you know, usually. So if I can add on to it as much as possible.
I'm good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right for now?
Yeah,
okay.
Gosh. I can't believe you're going to leave a piece of this behind.
I made a tactical error before the show.
You ate beforehand?
Not only did I ate pretzels.
You were a foolish man.
Well, I'm stupid, so... It was a rookie mistake, and I should be beyond this at this point.
Mm. Oh, man.
It is good. That lobster roll is fantastic. If I had any room in my gullet at this point, I would have finished it. But
if you're a real man, you would have shoved it down. That's what she said.
Never mind. Anyway. So, yeah, I have to try the donut burger at some point, but it's never open when I'm driving past.
I know what you're talking about,
because
I've driven past it a couple times.
Yeah.
Completely intrigued.
Yeah, so am I. Anyway, I think we can probably wrap up the show here. Final thoughts. Now, you've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
That was your cue to tell things.
I like how you want my opinion when I'm chewing.
When are you not? That's right, I called you fat.
You're a fucker. Anyway, my oysters are fresh. Well, shucked that, you know... Well, no.
Everyone needs a good shucking now and again.
There are places that are very lazy about it, especially here in town, where the outside is not very clean. You know, you want oysters to, you know, still retain that sea taste, that saltwater taste, but you don't want the patron's hands to be full of dirt. You know, there might be a little bit of dirt on my napkin. You know, where there was a little bit of sea crud on there. That means that but they were still had that taste of the sea. They still had that brininess to it. Very enjoyable. I always get oysters when I come here. I will keep coming back here. The view is probably the most amazing view we've had on the show so far.
Yeah, I'd say so.
We're here early.
I mean, the picturesque Tires Plus down the way.
Agreed. Yeah. But I was going to go with what I'm facing, which is the beautiful Minneapolis skyline. We got here early, and we were literally the only people up on this roof deck. Sky deck, excuse me. And
Wacky Shack.
Wacky. You done?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm shaking the...
Stop it.
I'm getting looks from other tables now.
As you should. But it's an amazing view. You can see all of Minneapolis. You can see the Metrodome. You can see the Twins Stadium from here.
See the crack stacks over there.
You can see the crack stacks. but you can also see over my shoulder, you can see the rest of Uptown. The lakes are off in the distance. Absolutely gorgeous up here. And it was a perfect way to spend early October evening before it starts snowing.
Next week.
that
was funny. Yeah, we'll talk about this real quick here, and then I'll give my impressions. We're looking at the Iron Fork stuff, which is the annual. I think this is like the third annual now, annual. It's a local chef competition, kind of in the vein of Iron Chef. It's a charity thing. It's a big deal. City Pages do stuff with it. And you went last year,
mm-hmm.
and I was reading about it, and I had lamented the fact that we once again forgot to do something with it, like a sponsorship or something like that. And you're like, don't worry, we've got time. It was like, you know, it's in the winter. I'm like, no, it's in 2 weeks. It's October 14th. And he's like, no, I went. It was really cold, and I think it was snowing last time. I'm like, yeah, it could have been mid-October. It is Minnesota.
Come to think of it, I think it was October last year.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, it was like deathly cold. It was like maybe 10 degrees, and it was like sleeting.
Yeah.
God was throwing up. I don't understand your magic.
Yeah, go ahead. But yeah, no, for me, my first time here, again, not a big seafood guy, but my lobster roll is fantastic. The mashed potatoes are awesome.
Yeah, I don't even like mashed potatoes. It's a little damn good.
Yeah, it's the food. It's one of those where I'm really regretting eating pretzels before I got here.
Tactical error.
It was. I have no one to blame but myself.
You left a good quarter sandwich behind. I enjoyed
it. I know. Well, I did it for you.
Hey.
No, that's true.
You're a liar.
But no, it was very good. I totally, there's a lot of stuff on here I wouldn't mind trying. I was looking at the Big Kid Mac and Cheese, which is a lobster mac and cheese.
That would have been really
with bacon. So
the most decadent mac and cheese you'll ever have.
Yeah, lobster meat, caramelized onions, smoked bacon, and fresh herbs tossed in a brie and gruyere cheese sauce. God damn.
I would have had to carry you back to the
You probably would have. But they've got, they've got jambalaya here. They've got, Chimpino. One thing I will ding them on, their burger selection is terrible. but they do have a blue cheese and crab stuffed steak, which I was a little tempted at too, but I think I may have exploded at that point and or had a heart attack. So yeah, there's plenty of stuff on here. There's
I think they have seafood stuffed inside other seafood. That's just decadence right there. That's awesome.
Anyway, and they do have some vegetarian stuff, although why would you come here if you were a vegetarian?
That's a tactical error right there.
Well, I would definitely come back. And this is saying is not a seafood guy.
Right.
So yeah, very good. They have something called loaded hash browns, which I love. I love the fact that their side dishes serve 2 to 4.
Yeah.
That's kind of entertaining, but...
Well, they've got wonderful specials. We mentioned the happy hour. They do...
Dollar oysters.
On Fridays, during the happy hour, it's the oyster orgy.
Yes.
Which is...
69 cents.
Right.
Because they're all junior high people.
Right. But they also, during that time, any of their beverages are 2 for 1.
Nice.
Which is... And they've got an extensive wine list and a very creative... drink list as well. Martinis,
cocktails,
and considering what you're surrounded with, with Bar Abilene flanked on one end and Chino Latino, where you would go for creative cocktails, it's a very viable alternative, and I think it stands up well. Excuse me.
Wow.
Baby stick. but they do on Sundays, they do a pound and a quarter lobsters for $20.
Jesus.
Yeah. They do on Thursdays, they do a pound and a half crab legs, king crab leg dinner, $24.95. And that comes with like 2 sides.
Jesus.
And a surgeon to flay you open afterwards. A
cardiologist. All
right. But I think it's a wonderful place, and it's again one of those great places that you can get a ton of food, even if you're on a budget.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not cheap. I mean, this is not talking McDonald's prices here.
No,
but we're also not
talking sea change prices.
Yeah, I mean, especially in terms of seafood, this is very affordable.
Exactly, and I'm gonna devour the rest.
Go
of
right ahead. God, I'm really kicking myself for eating that those pretzels.
I'm enjoying the hell out of these.
I know. God. Anyway,
I don't even like mashed potatoes.
No. So I guess we can wrap this up.
Absolutely.
As always. As always, our good friends over at hopchart.com sponsor the show, and we love them greatly. We also love when people email us with requests and restaurant recommendations and comments and all that stuff.
Be our Facebook friend or fans.
Well, I'm getting to that. You can email us at wellfed@fancypantsgangsters.com. As I mentioned earlier, we got the Facebook page, just facebook.com/wellfedguide. Now it makes it a little easier to find. As well as our Twitter page, which is twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. I think what else we got. Stay tuned to the website. We got some interesting contests planned and some other stuff here.
If you're into marketing, contact us. But
Yeah. Well, a discussion for another time. But am I forgetting anything? We got the Iron... Stay tuned to the Facebook page, especially because we're going to be posting a lot of stuff with local events and things like that we can't make it to. And I'm going to call out I think we need a battle royale between you and James Norton from Heavy Table.
It's time that this happened.
Yes.
We've met him on one occasion before.
Well, you never met him.
I met him at
the Heavy Table birthday party.
Right. Yeah. But I don't think we've gone mano a mano.
No, he was on the show a long time ago, but
it could be interesting.
Yes, the food wasting police are coming after me right now.
I'm laying down the gauntlet. I'm laying it down. James, I dare you. Come on the show.
Defend the Nook.
Defend the Nook. Defend your flag. Defend your food stance, if you will.
I'm sure he will. So hopefully he listens. And I just want to say thank you to Heavy Table for endlessly supporting us, regardless of the...
You're getting paid off, is what you mean.
Regardless of the insane and paranoid ramblings of my co-host. Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening.
It's a fix.
Shut up. Thank you guys very much for listening. Don't listen to Dave. It just encourages him.
That's a fix.
We will see you guys next week.